trivia podcast. We are doing our trivia show with Anthony Kestrovitz. Anthony, hello.
Hello, Will.
All right, thank you.
Nice to be back.
Of course, yeah. 2 days later. Wow, we've missed so much baseball. I did this with Randy Cicerelli, 2 weeks ago, and we did the podcast right before, like literally the day of the Royals wildcard game that he'd waited his entire life for.
Right.
And then we recorded the trivia, which was going to be on 2 days afterward. So the trivia, Randy was answering questions, even though he had no idea. And then we're going to run the podcast ran after the game was over. So we kept making like jokes throughout the thing. Cause the listeners knew who won the game, but
right.
Randy answering the questions did not. So assuming, cause this will be up on, obviously you guys are listening to this on Wednesday, that, assuming that the world has not gone down in a fiery flame by then, Anthony is here, hopefully not talking to us from the not-too-distant past. Anyway, okay, so we're going to do podcast trivia the way it works. 200 questions. There are 200, not 200 questions.
200, geez.
Yeah, sorry, 200 points.
I got to clear out some more time on my schedule.
Yeah, sorry. 200 points, four different categories. Most of them are 5 or 10 points apiece. We start with current events. Now, by the way, the number that you have to beat to stay out of last place all time is 87.
Okay.
Now, I never say the name. The only time I ever say the name of the person that got last is when their number is defeated and vanquished, so that someone else, because I'm saving them, you know, the shame.
Sure.
So, but the all-time best is Chuck Culpepper with 167, which I think is going to be impossible for anyone to ever beat because Chuck Culpepper is a genius. But 135 will get you in the top three. No matter what, you're going to do fine. We start out with current events. These are things that typically happen over the weekend. Now, remember, okay. I write all these questions, and I know who my guest is, so they will have a baseball bent. But obviously, we can't just cover baseball and all these. But current events, that's just going to come from all the stuff that happened over the weekend. So here we go. 10 questions, 5 points apiece. Are you ready?
I think so. Let's do
all
it.
Right. Question number one. What NBA All-Star fractured his foot over the weekend and will be out 6 to 8 weeks?
Oh, the guy from the Thunder, Durant.
That is correct. I usually have a buzzer. I actually have a bell in route, because I've been trying to use like funny sounds off my phone when people get incorrect. I have an actual bell that's coming. We're doing it lo-fi or hi-fi or whatever the actual level of fi a bell is. But that's correct. 5 points. Number two, what Georgia freshman running back filled in for Todd Gurley with an all-time school record for carries in a 34-0 road win over Missouri?
I have zero idea.
Correct answer.
I miss Saturday completely.
That's okay. That's good. There's not that much Saturday stuff. There's not much college football stuff. The great answer is Nick Chubb.
Nick Chubb. Well, good job, Nick.
Yeah, good for him. Question number three. What future Hall of Fame tennis star won his fourth tournament of the year in Shanghai over the weekend?
I don't know that one either, Will.
Well, you can say Hall of Fame tennis star, so you can, so like, you know, that's a context clue that you can just toss out the name of a Hall of Fame tennis star, future Hall of Fame tennis star, and perhaps it's him. Or if you want, you don't have to answer. I'm not going to force you.
Oh my goodness, Federer.
That is correct for 5 points.
Oh my
See?
God! All
there,
right,
there we go. There's always a context clue.
The power of context guessing.
Exactly, exactly. Though I guess it's not so much a context clue if I'm like, here's the clue. So I probably won't do that again.
We need those.
All right, question number four. As of this weekend, what is the Caesars odds favorite to win the NBA championship next season?
Oh, is it? Tell me it's the Cavs.
That is correct for 5 points.
Actually, don't tell me it's the Cavs. That's not going to work out for Cleveland.
All right. Question number five. As of this weekend, what is the Caesars odds favorite to win the NCAA championship next season?
Basketball.
Yes. NCAA college basketball next season. Correct. Sorry about that.
Jeez. I don't even know who's good going into this year. I'm in Kansas City, so I'll just say Kansas for last.
That is incorrect. Kentucky is the correct answer. Kansas is never a bad answer. Kansas is never a bad answer, but Kentucky is the correct one. Question number six. Three men have hit three or more home runs this postseason. Name two of them.
Ooh, Mike Moustakas.
And? I need your next answer.
I'm trying to think who's hit three. Has Matt Adams hit three?
Is that your second answer?
That's my second answer.
That's incorrect. Michael Stoppis is correct. Bryce Harper and Matt Carpenter.
Matt Carpenter, that's right.
Okay, question number seven. The number one overall draft picks of the last two NBA drafts currently play for what team?
Minnesota.
That is correct for 5 points, Anthony Bennett and Andrew Wiggins. Question number eight. Of the four baseball stadiums with teams currently still playing, which has the largest capacity?
Let me think here. Baltimore, Kansas City, St. Louis, and San Francisco. It's not San Francisco. I'm going to say it's St. Louis or Baltimore. I'm going to say Baltimore.
That is correct for 5 points. Camden Yards is correct. Number nine, Landon Donovan retired from the U.S. national team this week. He is the first all-time leader in USMNT in both goals and assists, but he is second in caps or games. Who is first?
Oh geez. Yeah, you're totally out of my element here.
Okay, the correct answer is Kobe Jones. Kobe
Kobe
Jones.
Jones. I
And
do know that.
the great Kobe Jones. And
The great.
he has a beef named after him.
Oh,
That's not true.
I know.
Okay, question number 10. Who is the current active MLB leader in postseason innings pitched?
Current active has got to be Wainwright.
That is incorrect.
Oh,
The correct answer is John Lackey.
John
John
Lackey.
Lackey. John Lackey. So after the first round, you have 25 points. Perfectly respectable. That's actually better than a lot of people getting current events because most people have an actual beat that they cover. And when I ask them questions about things that happen while they're covering their beat, they have no idea. So you did
Right.
very well. You did very well. You got half of those. All right. Now we go to our topical. I give you one overarching question, and then each one is a subcategory, all with 5 points. For example, if I were to say, name the managers of the following baseball teams, then I would give you 10 baseball teams each. Of those would be 5 points if you have the correct name or of the manager. So, number one, the question, the overarching topic is name the all time, this is baseball related, name the all-time games leaders for the following teams. What player has played in more games for the team than any other on the following teams? You got it?
Got it.
Okay. Number one, the St. Louis Cardinals.
St. Louis Cardinals, Stan Musial.
That is correct for 5 points. Number two, the New York Yankees.
I don't think Jeter, did Jeter break that record? I'll say Jeter.
That is correct for 5 points. Number three, the New York Mets.
New York Mets. Keith Hernandez.
That's incorrect. Ed Cranepool. Ed
Ed
Cranepool, which I feel
Cranepool.
like says something about the Mets, doesn't it? That he's their all-time games leader.
Keith Hernandez was a terrible guess, by the way, but just like saying Keith Hernandez
of
because it reminds
course,
me of Seinfeld.
I'm Keith Hernandez. Question number four, the Miami Marlins.
Oh my goodness. Has anybody played more than a couple seasons for them?
Right, it's slim pickings to be sure.
Yeah. Jeez. Oh boy. Who was Conine?
That is incorrect. That would have also been my guess. Is Luis Castillo.
Luis
Luis Castillo.
Castillo.
That
I
would have.
never. You can give me 100 guesses. I wouldn't
Yes.
guess that.
Yeah, I
But
would
yeah,
have not guessed
Conine I
that one.
thought was decent.
Yeah, I think that was a very. I think he leads in everything else. Except he put out to second base, I guess. All right. Question number five. Question number five. The Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim.
Jeez. Who was there? I can't even think of who was there for or
All right.
Edmonds. I don't know.
No, correct answer is Garrett Anderson. Garrett Anderson, number five. All right, number six, the Kansas City Royals.
Kansas City Royals. I'm thinking Balboni. I'm thinking of Well, this is great radio, by the way, right
Oh,
now, isn't
please.
it?
No,
It's just me thinking about old Royals in my head.
This is the beauty of the podcast. Once you
It
invest, you're in. You've downloaded us, you're stuck with us.
is. I'm gonna go with, how about Frank White?
No, the correct answer is George Brett. George
Ah,
Brett. George
jeez.
Brett. All right, question number seven, the Cincinnati Reds.
Pete Rose.
That is correct for 5 points. Question number eight, the Baltimore Orioles.
How about Brooks?
That's incorrect. Cal Ripken. Cal
Oh
Ripken
my.
is.
Will, we got to start this thing over. I'm embarrassing myself.
No, you're fine. All right, question number nine, the Colorado Rockies.
Oh Helton.
That is correct for 5 points. All right, and question number 10, the Boston Red Sox.
Yastrzemski.
That is correct for 5 points.
Right.
All right, so that gives you a total of 50 so far.
So
Have
you're
faith or
asking me guys who played the most games for their teams, and you tell me the Baltimore Orioles, and I don't guess Cal Ripken. Can we reflect on how ridiculous that
for what it's worth, Brooks Robinson played a ton of games for the
Well,
Orioles.
that's I know. So
And
I'm just thinking purely of I don't know what I'm thinking
and
of, but
the questions are not games played in a row.
right.
So, like, that I think is a perfectly reasonable answer.
Okay. Well, thanks for making me feel better.
Of course. So all right. So the next category are nicknames. I will give you the name of a team. If I said the St. Louis baseball team, you would for 10 points would say the Cardinals. Now, if you do not know the answer, you can ask for the name of the stadium the team plays in and their mascot. And if you get the answer after that, it will be 5 points. There are only five
You
of
got a
these.
couple of lifelines, huh? All
Yes,
right.
exactly. All right. Question number one, the San Antonio AA baseball team.
Something. Give me the stadium.
They play at Nelson Wolf Municipal Stadium, and their mascot is Balapeño, which is a very cool name for a mascot, kind of.
Is a great name. I regret to say I do not know the name of the San Antonio Double A team.
They are the Missions.
A
The
mission.
Missions. All
Okay.
right. Number two, the Washington WNBA team.
Are they still the Mystics?
That is correct for 10
Okay.
points. All right. They play at the Verizon Center, and their mascot is PAX. All right. Number three, the London NFL Europe team.
Ooh. I feel like I know this. Is it the Monarchs?
That is correct for 10
Yeah.
points. Well done. I love it when people get the NFL Europe ones. I have a soft spot. I used to play Madden all the time, and the NFL Europe teams were the only teams I could get my Arizona Cardinals to beat. So I always have a soft spot for the NFL Europe
Madden
teams.
might be why I know that, by
Yeah,
the
exactly. I think that's the only reason they must know them.
way.
But they played at Wembley Stadium, and their mascot was Lion, or a Lion, or the Lion, or something. It's hard to find the information on the NFL Europe mascots. All right, question number four. The James Madison men's and women's college basketball teams, also all other revenue and non-revenue sports at James Madison.
Yeah, James Madison, the Dukes.
That is correct. You're nailing this category for 10 points. That is correct. They play at JMU Convocation Center, and their mascot is Duke Dog. And the last one, the Montreal MLS team.
Montreal MLS. Boy, now we're getting obscure. The only MLS team I know is the Columbus Crew, so I got to bow out of this
See,
one. Oh,
see, we.
no, wait, I only want to use my lifeline at least.
Okay. We they
Yeah,
play.
give me the
For the
lifeline.
record, we gotta get you more into soccer, man. The MLS is not more obscure than NFL Europe, even for Madden players. Okay, so it's Saputo Stadium, and their mascot is Winger.
Something with the dogs is, I mean, I don't imagine they call themselves the Plutos.
No, it is the correct answer is the Impact. They are the Montreal
Oh,
Impact. So you have 80 points, so
that's a
you
terrible name, and I'm glad I don't know it.
Yes. All right, so now we'll go to the last category. For the record, you are in no danger of finishing last now. So take that off of your worry
Put on cruise control now.
if you had that worry. Okay, so the last category thing we do is called Outburst. This is a game that me and other fellow friends, and by that I mean the imaginary people that I brought up in my head when I was alone, would play at parties, and by parties I mean alone in my room crying. Outburst, where you have 1 minute on the clock, and I give you an overarching category. If I say Gospels, you have 1 minute to go Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, excellent, and so on. Or New Testament books would be an example. Or if I said, name teams in the National League, you have 1 minute to list as many of you can. Except
Gotcha.
most of these will have 10 because there's only 10 points. Each of these are worth 1 point, and we do five of them. You have 1 minute on the clock for each. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, 1 minute on the clock. The 10 winningest baseball managers of all time. Of all time, not current, the 10 men who have won the most games. 1 minute on the clock. Go.
Torrey,
Yes.
Bobby Cox,
Yes.
John McGraw,
Yes.
Connie Mack,
Yes.
LaRussa,
Yes.
Anderson, Sparky
Yes.
Anderson,
Yes. Six.
Casey Stengel,
No.
no, jeez, I don't know, did Leland sneak in there?
No. You have six. Torrey Cox, McGraw, Mack, LaRussa, and Anderson.
Joe McCarthy.
That is, yes, that's correct. Seven.
Vanilla?
No. Ten
How about
seconds.
our boy Bochy?
No. I think he is current leader, though. And time. 7 points. Well done. You got Joe Torre, Bobby Cox, John McGraw, Connie Mack, Tony La Russa, Sparky Anderson, and Joe McCarthy. You miss Walter Alston, Leo Durocher, and Bucky Harris.
Bucky Harris.
Bucky, the immortal. Except that he's dead, so he's not immortal.
Yeah.
All right. 1 minute on the clock. NBA teams by latitude. Give me the 10 northernmost NBA teams. 1 minute on the clock. Go.
Toronto Raptors?
Yes. No, sorry, no.
Jeez. Northern, the Cleveland Cavs?
Yes. And Raptors, yes. Sorry.
Yeah, I was thinking, what am I
Yes.
missing here?
Sorry,
There's
sorry,
a lot
sorry.
of teams
Yes.
north of the border.
Yes.
The Pistons.
Yes.
Thinking out west. Oh boy. Timberwolves.
Yes.
Sacramento Kings?
No.
No. The Nets,
Yes.
Knicks,
Yes.
Sixers,
No.
no.
5 seconds. And time. I'm sorry, I didn't. I for some reason I forgot. I did not see Raptors on my list. Yes, Toronto, being in Canada, is in fact one of the 10 northernmost. So you have six. You got the Cavs, the Raptors, the Pistons, the Timberwolves, the Nets, and the Knicks. You missed the Celtics, the Bulls,
Yep.
the Trailblazers, and the Jazz.
The Trailblazers. That's
All
the one I
right.
was tripped up. I was trying to think of.
So there's
Okay.
six doing very well. We have three more to go. 10 seconds, 1 minute on the clock. The last 10 athletes to have hosted Saturday Night Live. The most recent 10 to have hosted Saturday Night Live. 10, 1 minute on the clock. Go.
Oh boy. Tom Brady.
Yes.
Jeter?
Yeah, no.
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 Charles Barkley?
Yes.
Don't know. Has Kobe done it? Kobe?
No.
Peyton?
Yes.
I think Eli did it.
That's correct. Yes, that's yes to
Yeah.
both.
Who else? Shaq?
No.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, Will.
10
I
seconds on
think
the clock.
you
10 seconds on the
can
clock. You want me to
go straight
look?
to the ding.
All right. Ding, bong. Okay, you got four. Tom Brady, Charles Barkley, Peyton Manning, and Eli Manning, the ones you missed. Lance Armstrong,
Ooh.
Jeff Gordon. Yeah, I'm sure that one
That's
gets a lot.
unfortunate.
Yeah, that gets a lot of play in reruns, I'm sure. Like the one that OJ hosted in like 1978. LeBron, not quite that bad. He did not actually murder two people. LeBron James. Johnny Mosley, who I think is a snowboarder, Michael Phelps, and Andy Roddick. Andy Roddick. So that's four. All right, two more to go. 1 minute on the clock. The current top 10 teams in the College Football AP Top 25 poll. The current top 10. 1 minute on the clock. Go.
All right. I'm thinking Mississippi State is obviously number one.
Yes.
Florida State is up there.
Yes.
Notre Dame is up there.
Yes.
Michigan State.
Yes.
Ole Miss.
Yes.
Oh, Baylor.
Yes.
I can't leave that. Our friend
Right,
Tin Man will.
we don't want that. We definitely
Yeah,
do
we
not want
can't have
that.
that. Alabama.
Yes.
Auburn.
Yes. You got eight, two more to go.
Is TCU in the top 10?
No.
Nope.
They were until they lost to Baylor, the aforementioned
That
Baylor.
would do it.
10
Georgia.
seconds. Georgia, yes. You got one more.
Oregon.
You got all 10. Well done, sir. I love it when someone gets all 10. I feel like it makes me believe that if I said the top 500, you would have gotten them all. Because all I can prove is the top 10. All right, so you have a total, by the way, of one more to go. 13, 17, 27. 27 added to your total of 80 is 107. A very respectable total with 10 more to go. You are comfortably already middle of the pack, and you still have one more to go. So there you go.
I
See?
aim to be middle of the pack in life, so this is
Listen,
great.
this is a terrible thing I make all of my guests go through. So the goal is to avoid having to be last, and you are well past that, so
That's
don't you
right.
worry about that. All right, so last one, 1 minute on the clock. Then back to baseball. The 10 players with the highest OPS plus this season. The 10 hitters with the highest OPS plus this season. 1 minute on the clock. Go.
Mike Trout.
Yes.
Abreu.
Yes.
Bautista.
Yes.
Trying to go National League now. Nelson Cruz.
No.
No.
No,
Oh,
that's
geez.
correct.
Well, yeah, on base. All right. OPS plus. I don't know why I'm letting myself get tripped up.
10 seconds on the clock.
Victor Martinez.
That's correct, yes.
Stanton,
Yes.
obviously.
And time.
Michael
That's
Brantley.
Brantley, I'm going to give it to you. That is on the
Thank you.
rest of
Thank
the
you very
buzzer.
much.
So
Dr.
113.
Smooth.
Yes, exactly. I love Brantley, by the way. All right, so that's 113. You got six out of there. You got Trout, Abreu, Bautista, Martinez, and Stanton. The ones you missed, Miguel Cabrera, Edwin Encarnacion, Andrew McCutchen, and perhaps most surprisingly and most impressively and most worrisomely as a Cardinal fan, Anthony Rizzo. Anthony
Oh
Rizzo
yeah.
was in the top 10, which I thought we were done with both him and Castro, and apparently not.
No,
So,
not for a while.
all right, man, you got 113, very comfortable. That puts you just behind Doug Farrar of Football Outsiders, but just ahead of Joe Sheehan. So,
Oh, that
yes,
makes me feel great.
exactly. So, all
I'm in
right.
good company.
Exactly. So thank you for indulging me on that. Thank you for playing along. And I will see you at the World Series. Thank you for all the great work. I'm a huge fan. It's an honor to have you on, man.
Well, it was an honor to be on. Thanks for having me.
Of course, be safe. Everyone, make sure to read all of Anthony's stuff. You can also at MLB.com. You can follow him on Twitter at CASTROR. I'm just going to read that again because I'm saying letters. If you type them wrong, it won't show up. At CASTROVINCE. This has been the Willis Experience Podcast. The music is by the Sundogs. Please rate and review us on iTunes. Next week, our guest is Jeff Passan from Yahoo, who is going to preview the whole World Series for us. Have a wonderful week, Anthony. Thank you again. Thanks again for doing this. We'll talk to everybody soon.
Sounds good, Will. Thanks, man.
Bye.